Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Good afternoon. Our first Football Friday of 2025. We're guaranteed one more next week, and then we'll see what happens from there. And for many of you, you think what happens tomorrow night will determine how many Football Fridays we have left in the season. Connecting the dots, thinking the Steelers need a strong performance against the Bengals to ensure more games down the pike in the playoffs. I'm Andrew Filippone. Chris Muller sits across from me. Donnie Football just did 4 hours with Joe. No double dip for him. So we have intern Dom back in the saddle to produce us today. And Dom will definitely get thrown into this conversation because Dom is a very, as this might surprise you, has a very extreme radical opinion on this game tomorrow night. And I do think it's worth presenting as a conversation piece, as an argument for like what's at stake here in this game. Because I do get the sense, and maybe you are one of these people, Chris, I do get the sense that there are a lot of Steelers fans who feel like they need to win tomorrow night to have any postseason success, that this is a dry run or a soft open to a restaurant or an audition. Like, this is very important that this goes well in order for them to then win the following week wherever they play. And if it doesn't go well, then whether they're in Houston or Baltimore, they're going to lose and they're going to end the season on a 5-game skid. I know I don't feel that way right now. I want them to play well. I want them to win. I happen to think that they'll win. But I don't think that it's like a parlay where you need two things to hit. You need to win this game tomorrow, and then, you know, that means you have a chance against Houston. You're still alive for that game. If you don't win, well, then it goes kaput and it's a sunk cost. I don't feel that way. I understand they've lost the last three games by a combined 50 points. I do think the schedule factored into that somewhat. I don't think that's the biggest reason why they lost. I don't think they're as good as those, at least two of those teams, the Eagles and Chiefs. But I am not going into this game necessarily thinking that the Steelers need to win or play great to then win the following week, even if that's in Baltimore. Like, Pompeiani last night sounded like he was scared to death, shaking in his boots.
You got Pomp on a Thursday night.
Scared to death on the sports call.
Wow.
That they would, like, they need to avoid Baltimore at all costs. Oh, we don't want to go back to Baltimore. The last thing Steelers fans want is for a third date and for a rubber match with Baltimore. I don't feel that way. Yeah, Lamar Jackson played well the last time they faced off. But he also stinks in the playoffs. And next week is the start of the playoffs. So I'm not going to be going into that thinking it's a absolute loss. like it's a judgment day, execution day situation for the Steelers.
You sound like a guy trying to talk yourself into all this. You don't. I don't hear a guy that genuinely believes it underneath it all. That's how I feel based on what you've just said.
So the light bulb's suddenly going to go on for Lamar, and he's going to turn into a stud in the playoffs, even though there's zero evidence to this point that he's actually capable of doing that.
I mean, he ran for 100, threw for 150, and passed for 2 touchdowns against Houston last year. He buried them.
Horrible first half, came alive in the second half, and Houston was the worst team that made it to the divisional round, and it was at home. So
he accounted for what? Yeah, 2 touchdowns
yeah.
in that game. He was, no, 3 touchdowns, actually. He was very good.
How did he do the next week?
Yeah, he did not do well, but
so
you,
overall,
said zero, you said there's zero evidence. So don't
overall,
try to change it.
Okay, so overall, how would you describe
he
Lamar Jackson's 2023 playoff campaign? It was bad.
He lost the AFC title game at home.
And what was his completion percentage in that game again?
55. Pump.
Thank you. Anything I rest my else? Case. This isn't a Judge Donnie debate,
wow,
but I...
You rest your case.
Yes, it's still...
You just sound like a guy trying to talk yourself into being confident about the Steelers in general. That's what I hear. I do. And laying out every scenario that could happen tomorrow in that game and saying none of them would completely ruin your feelings about this team. I, at bare minimum, need to see their offense playing very well. And I thought about, do I need to see Russell Wilson play well, or could I at least fall back on the fact that Russell Wilson's won a Super Bowl, been there, done that? I can't fall back
so you've,
on that.
But you've already then somewhat sided with me and Dom's extreme opinion. You didn't say they need to win the game. You said you need their offense to play well.
At bare minimum, I need to see their offense.
Okay,
come
so
alive.
Then that is siding with us.
Not really.
Yes, it is because it's not saying they need to win.
I think they do need to win and make sure they get Houston. I don't like their chances against Baltimore at all. If they go,
but why would you ever say at all when they still have?
I think it's two teams, and who knows? I'd probably end up getting proven horrifyingly wrong. Dom would call in from Syracuse to laugh at me. He's giving a thumbs up to that notion. You wouldn't let me forget it. I feel like if they go to Baltimore, even if they host Baltimore,
it's a death sentence against a team that it's almost always a 3-point game. And overall, they've done a very good job against Lamar Jackson.
I just think the dam might have broken the last time. Henry running all over them. The Ravens fine. Everyone talks about, like, can Lamar get the monkey off his back against the Steelers? He always plays poorly. Well, he did. The whole point of the phrase, like, get the monkey off your back, is things will be different once you do it, once you shed the
yes,
negative feelings.
Yes, but you're forgetting the other chimpanzee that's there, and that is his playoff struggles. So one monkey gone, another monkey still there.
But he's had
Planet
a good,
of the Apes for Lamar
he's
Jackson.
He's had a good playoff game. So I think that losing to the Chiefs when their defense has always
right.
been good in the playoffs
because in every
isn't the same.
Because in every conversation that gets put out there about Lamar Jackson and what he has and hasn't done in the playoffs, people just say, well, hold on a second. He did play a good game against the Houston Texans, so he is cured of all that ails him in the playoffs. The guy is now a playoff clutch performer because of what
his,
he did against
do you
the
think
Houston
that his good
effing
game,
Texans.
Do you think his good game against the Steelers the last time out probably freed him up for the future against the Steelers?
I don't think entirely. I think somewhat. I mean, I
so,
would be lying
wait,
to you
the,
if
so
I...
the Texans game didn't free him up and he just lost
no, because
by 7
he stunk
to the
Chiefs next week
against the Super Bowl champion.
They were at home and they were favored in the game.
They shouldn't have been favored. Just because they were favored doesn't
they
mean he should
have won. They put the ball in his hands. They trusted him to beat the Chiefs with his arm, and he didn't do it. He failed miserably. So I just refuse to believe that if they somehow get the assignment of having to go to Baltimore, that the Steelers twice are going to lay down against their arch rival, and that's just a game that they're going to absolutely lose. All the pressure will be on Baltimore in that situation.
I think the Steelers will be at least a touchdown dog in that game.
I agree. Maybe
more. I think they'd lose pretty bad. I mean, just the way their defense has looked lately, it doesn't look like they could stop Baltimore on the ground. I will go so far as to say is they're not going to be in a 3-6 game where they're the 3 seed. Baltimore's not losing to the Browns.
They're a 20-point favorite for a reason.
That would be the most lopsided
Cleveland wants to lose this game.
That would be the most lopsided, straight-up loss as far as like the point spread for the team that would lose.
Since the merger.
Since 1966.
Or even more, or even longer.
The Steelers are not playing a home game unless there's a bunch of... They're the 5 seed or the 6 seed, I guess, and then there are multiple staggering upsets. And if they were to beat Baltimore, I would call it a significant upset in a 6-3 game. So you know what? I don't agree with you and Mr. Extremist, the Syracuse
so give
mafia
the extreme
over
opinion
there.
Here, Dom.
I don't believe it. Give I the, think they need to win give, and probably look good,
give
too.
Your very radical opinion on this game tomorrow night.
Yeah, I don't think this game means anything. In fact, I said yesterday that Justin Fields should start in the second half because it's more important to rest your starters going into Wild Card Weekend.
Which, honestly...
So you think that a rested team against the Ravens is better than a team that goes 60 minutes and wins and plays the Texans?
You can answer that question. I'm not going to cut you off.
You would take a rested Steelers team, second half rest, lose the game, play the Ravens on the road, opposed to win the game, play the Texans.
Listen, we all agree that the Texans would be
an easier... No, answer the question. It's a straight-up question.
What is this now?
I can see him. Oh, I can see him trying to wiggle his way out of it.
I'm not wiggling
now.
Out of anything. I'm saying I agree with you that the Texans would be an easier matchup, but Lamar Jackson is still 2-4 in the playoffs.
Not easier He's enough. 3-5 You would advocate playing the starters all 60 minutes.
I would advocate. I would advocate making sure Russ is healthy going into next week.
I have a hard time. I don't agree with Dom, but I feel like I should to some extent because I don't think this is a must win. So if I don't think it's a must win, then there has to be at least some merit to what he's saying. They won't do what he's saying. And at the end of the day, I do side with not doing it because I would prefer Houston. But by the way, Dom's not the only person who feels that way. Kabali's strutting in here at 3:45. He has said that for weeks.
I'll put him on the witness stand, too.
That they should basically...
I like Dom more than Kabali. I'll be even meaner to Kabali.
That they should just, you know, put it in park, rest up, get completely healthy, and then take their chances in the playoffs regardless of where they're going or who they're playing. So, I mean, I think a lot of Steelers fans think it's asinine, but if a key player gets injured in this game... Well, then maybe in hindsight or in retrospect, Dom will look or sound like a genius if it goes that way. If it's like last year and TJ Watt were to get hurt in this game and then miss the playoff games, he would look very clairvoyant.
I just think that the juice is not worth the squeeze there. The likelihood that you'd almost or that you'd have a much greater chance of courting the Ravens is not worth any amount of health for your guys.
Chris, let me ask you this question. What is the end goal of an NFL season?
It depends. If you're a team that's at the bottom of the standings, it's to get the number one overall pick.
For the Pittsburgh Steelers, who everybody has told me they're the preeminent or one of the preeminent franchises.
You can spare me that. It's not to win. You can spare me that. They're not one of the preeminent franchises anymore.
Wow.
Historically, they are, but not present day. Their goal at this point is to win a playoff game. That's basically what their owner said.
No, everybody says the goal was to win a championship.
No, the owner literally said it's time to get a playoff win, so that is not a championship by definition.
If the goal is to win a championship,
you're making a statement based on a false pretense. The owner literally, last time he opined on this, said we need to get back to winning a playoff
game.
Yes,
but if Dom takes the word of the head coach, then he's right. So maybe he values what Mike Tomlin says about football more than Art Rooney because Tomlin knows more about football than Art Rooney.
And the point is that at some point, you're going to have to go on the road and play maybe the Ravens at some point, so it would just be delaying it by a week if you played the Texans.
Well,
so
it wouldn't
in the
be
end,
delaying
who cares?
It by a week because you'd because probably Baltimore play could, Kansas City instead of Baltimore.
And Baltimore could actually lose
I'm trying
in the
to
first
help you
round.
Here, Dom.
Okay, fine. You're going to have to play on the road against Kansas City. Doesn't matter. The point is you're going to have to play a tough road game at some point if you want to go to the Super Bowl.
To use your the standard is still winning a Super Bowl. Is the point of winning is one of the important parts of winning a Super Bowl for most teams not to have the easiest possible path?
Sure, I guess.
Delaying that road game as long as possible because it's the game you have lesser of a chance to win?
Okay, yeah, but you're going to have to play it at some point. So why look at this game as...
Why would you want to play it any earlier than you absolutely have to?
Because you don't fear the Ravens, that's why. Because you don't look at them as some high and mighty
team. You should probably because they just whooped you by 17.
You said 2 months ago when the Steelers beat them that there should not be a fear factor with them and that Harbaugh gets outcoached by Tomlin.
And then he did.
And Lamar Jackson gets befuddled by the Steelers.
And then
and one game
Russell
changed
Wilson,
your opinion.
They whooped the Steelers' ass in the fourth quarter when Mike Tomlin always says he wants his team to be at his best.
412-928-9370. Do you need to win this game to avoid the Ravens in the playoffs? Do you agree with that? 412-928-9370. Is tomorrow night a must-win for the Steelers? Should it be treated like a playoff game? We'll do the PM team tail of the tape in about...
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, just $4.99 per pound. Signature Farms Boneless Skinless Chicken Breasts, Thighs, or Wings. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Progresso Soup, 18 to 19 ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get four free when you buy six. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
20 minutes on Steelers-Bengals. Who has the edge, position by position, including the coaches in this game, Mike Tomlin versus Zach Taylor? Intern Dom calling for Justin Fields to play in this game. He said the Steelers would be better off resting guys. I actually heard a very interesting thing today about Fields and about the future of the Steelers and one team that would have a lot to do with what the Steelers look like in 2025. That team is the New York Jets, because the thought in New York is that Aaron Rodgers is about to play his last game there on Sunday, that they are done with the Aaron Rodgers crap. Not worth giving your entire organization over to one guy who is 40 years old and plays like Rodgers has this year. So they're ready to turn the page, new GM, new coach, and new quarterback there next year.
Okay.
Thought could be that Fields is their stopgap guy. And here's where it gets interesting for Steelers fans. Not so much losing out on Fields. I know both of you guys, meaning Malzi and Donnie yesterday, thought that Fields would be back in 2025. Here's something to monitor if you're a Steelers fan. What happens to Garrett Wilson? Because Garrett Wilson has been very vocal about how fed up he is there. And mostly it's been directed at Aaron Rodgers, because Aaron Rodgers is such a...
Well, Rodgers crapped all over him the minute he got there,
right,
and never developed chemistry with him.
And so...
And wanted Davante Adams brought
in. Yeah, and so Wilson has basically had it with Rodgers, like most of us have.
Oh, and by the way, even though Wilson has been vocal about being pissed off at Rodgers, if you go back and get the book on Garrett Wilson, like wide receiver, A, it's that he's a really, really big-time talent, and B, like virtually no diva whatsoever in
and
the personality.
And so I also think, even if I think Rodgers will be gone, I think he might just be done with the Jets, because the Jets suck and the Jets always lose.
Sounds like a guy who'd love to come play for Mike Tomlin.
And he needs a new contract. So it's another one of these situations for me where I think about, and you'd have to trade for him and give up something, which is the complicated part. But the other side of it is...
How about a wide receiver swap for swap?
Well, the other side of it I was going to say is, would you rather draft, say, a wide receiver in the second round or trade that pick and get Garrett Wilson? And my answer is I'd rather have Garrett Wilson. Give me the guy who I think in a better situation. Now, still, we got to see what happens with our quarterbacks. But I'd rather have him than... The randomness, then now the Steelers have this penchant or knack for drafting the right guys at wide receiver, but you also have, you know, dudes thrown in there like Sammy Coates and Chase Claypool, and I could name more.
You're going to throw strays at, catch a stray for Marcus Wheaton, or are you going to say
Marcus Wheaton? Sure. You know, that's another one. That's just a guy that was just a...
Just a guy.
Just a player. Nothing more, nothing less. Just
I would take
dude.
I would take Garrett Wilson over drafting a guy with the second round pick, just because I think that's bird in the hand is better than two in the bush, because I think I know what Garrett Wilson's going to be. I think he's a pretty polished receiver who was playing with a quarterback that we know just did not really like him. I mean, that seems like pretty open and shut case.
Dom, are you getting good feedback or bad feedback on your take that the Steelers should rest guys and just go into the next round of the playoffs healthy?
Bad take, because everybody thinks that if they lose this game on Saturday, the sky's going to fall.
Yeah, you're looking at a bald one who has... feeling that way.
I'm getting negative feedback. Sloss Boss says, oh, one win for the Ravens and a good game for Lamar, and now they're unbeatable.
Well, you also did a horrible job of originally saying, well, just the offense played well, and then you quickly pivoted to, well, that's not enough. They actually have to win the game because the big bad Ravens are lurking. Woo! I'm so scared of Derrick Henry and Lamar Jackson, and John Harbaugh now pushes all the right buttons against the Steelers. Ooh, Roquan Smith and Marlon Humphrey. And Justin Tucker actually made his kicks the last time against us. Oh, no.
I just want to see how much longer, how far into the show you'll go just continue to talk like that. Coming up next, we have Mark Cabali with some great
takes. Who's the wrestling manager who sounded like that?
Percy Pringle, Paul Bearer.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what, I guess that's what I was going for there.
Your brother Kane!
Yeah.
I shouldn't have said that at the beginning. I should not have, like, given you guys any
So you're admitting
leeway.
That you got off to a bad start and had a bad
take. I usually get off on the bad foot.
You're like
for
the Steelers.
Show.
The first quarter blows, but it's not how you do from 2 to 2:15, Chris. It's about what you do in that
it seems like the
coveted
third,
5
it
o'clock
It seems like
hour.
The third quarter for me is even worse, though, than it is for the Steelers. I usually hit a lull right around 4
Well, we need you
o'clock.
To start cooking in that third quarter.
Yeah, we do. We absolutely do. Oh, just a little high and tight one here. I don't know, man. Like, it also seems to me to be very self-evident here. Like, forget about all the chest puffing and we can take Lamar. One win, so what? Who's the better football team? The Texans or the Ravens? I want to play the team that is the crappier of the two, and the Texans are that.
I agree with that, but you're making it sound like it's black and white. If you lose this game, you're screwed. If you win it, then you're on easy street, and you're basically like Penn State in the college football playoff have a bye to the divisional round.
Man, I feel
and
like, I
just
do feel
not
like
agree
Houston
with that.
Is the closest thing to a Boise-SMU situation. I do.
Yes, and I would love to win this game, and I think they will, and I would rather play them, but I don't think Baltimore is some season-ending date where we're just going to have the embarrassment of going there and losing, and it's really going to make the end of season collapse suck
I got
even
a feeling,
more.
I got a feeling this is going to be a narratives are a change in postseason for Baltimore.
Mark is on the fan. Hello, Mark.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Mark, how does it feel that you're on the air with Baltimore Ravens supporter Chris Muller?
It's terrible. I think it's not the end of the world if we go into Baltimore and have to play the Ravens in the first round. It's not like we're playing Buffalo in Buffalo, because if that was the case, then maybe it is black and white. Because
I would agree with you, Mark. I would agree with, given their history against Josh Allen, I think you're right about that.
Wait, they beat Buffalo in Buffalo. It wasn't in the playoffs, but they beat Josh Allen to open a season not that long ago.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is Ben Roethlisberger still their quarterback?
That version of Ben Roethlisberger sucked.
Wasn't it?
That was 2021 they did it, and Ben wasn't even good Ben at that point.
Okay. Well,
More Ben Roethlisberger slander, but
we
continue.
We have a much better chance to beat the Ravens than we do the Bills. And obviously the Texans are the much worse.
Based on what? Like, they definitely have a better chance to beat the Ravens than the Bills?
Yes, they beat the Ravens this year, not 4 years ago,
100%.
Chris.
100%. Okay.
I mean, all three potential MVPs are in the AFC, which is unfortunate. But one of them's not going to be in the playoffs. Denver's not going to lose to the
All right, so the bottom line for you is if they lose tomorrow night, you're not going to feel like the Steelers season is over, Mark.
No, I don't think anybody should.
All right, thank you. No, I don't think – I didn't hear Mark agreeing with Dom's take that they should play Justin Fields and Scrubs in this game. When does T.J. Watt come out of the game in Dom's perfect world? Does he get the first series just to get the blood going and then we put Herbig in?
In the third quarter. Well, you don't, because the issue is you don't want him to.
You don't want
too much,
much rust. So you need to walk that fine line.
Oh, he is trying to just really walk that rust tightrope. Rust and rest, separated by one letter, and oh, so such a fine, fine margin.
Nate
there.
Is in Wilkinsburg. Hello, Nate.
Hey, how you doing?
Nate, you sound like a guy that's shaking in your boots to play the Ravens. Is that accurate?
I don't want to play the Ravens, and it so much isn't the Ravens, I think it's the talent. You know, I think that if we can't deal with Lamar or we can't deal with Derrick Henry again, not only does that suck, but it also says, you know, can we even make a deep run in the playoffs at all? So that's my take.
All right, thank you, Nate. Did you understand that take?
Wait, doesn't want to play them because if we lose to them, can we make a deep run in the playoffs at all? Am I?
Maybe he thinks that if you have to play them, it's like it would take such a, even if you beat them, it would take such a pound of flesh out of you that you wouldn't able to win the next week.
No,
so
you beat
Baltimore, and that's great, but then like your odds of winning the following week are diminished because you just got so worn out by playing Baltimore. That's what I took from that call. Here is Dave in North Huntington. Hello, Dave.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
So listen, you know, it comes down to nothing has changed this year or last year or the previous 8 years. To change the history of this team because Tomlin still's the head coach. He doesn't bring in anyone good to be assistant coaches. Arthur Smith's offense is a little better than Canada's, okay? And it comes down
to...
Well,
if they beat Baltimore in the playoffs, things would change. Absolutely, things would change.
Well, yeah, but the problem is, Tony, they're not going to win another game. It's history repeating itself.
Oh, yeah. So if they go to Houston and play C.J. Stroud in that team, they're just absolutely screwed, Dave. They've got no chance. You might as well just save yourself the trip and send an edible arrangement to Houston and say good luck in the next round of the playoffs.
I'm telling you, it's the same thing over and over. Communication still sucks at the end of the year. How many times have we heard that? It's an ongoing problem. The constant thing is the leadership of this team. It falls apart. Plain and simple. That's why they haven't won in so long.
All right. Thank you, Dave. There's a guy with a very optimistic
I still think there's a
things.
I don't think that he's some vocal minority here. I think a lot of people are starting to have that deja vu all over again.
412-928-9370. All right, time for the PM team tail of the tape. We go position by position. We tell you as the advantage in Saturday night Steelers game. By the end of things, we'll figure out who has the ultimate edge. The 10-6 Steelers or the 8-8 Bungles. Quarterback, I guess all three of us are going to say Joe Burrow. Cincy, no discussion needed there.
I'm cool. I'm waiting for Dom to say Kyle Allen puts the Steelers over the edge.
Funny, Malzy.
Running back, I'm going spicy. Steelers. Najee and Warren, it looks like Chase Brown is going to miss this game. That means Khalil Herbert will be at running back for Cincy.
He looked good in relief of Chase Brown very late in that game, but I'm going Steelers.
You agree, Dom?
Yes, I agree.
Malzy, wide receiver.
Cincinnati, easy.
Ja'Marr Chase going for the triple crown in this game. I agree. Dom, thumbs up.
Their top two might be better than anybody in the Steelers right now.
All right, here comes the first interesting one. Tight end, who are you going with, Dom?
I'll go Pittsburgh slightly. I think that's pretty evenly matched up.
I'm going tight end.
You're going tight end?
I'm going Cincy at tight end, yes. Mike Gesicki leading that charge narrowly over Darnell Washington, who's for the most part disappeared in the Steelers' offense.
Gesicki's got, he's averaging 10.5 a catch. Not a ton of touchdowns, but they seem
horrible
to find
blocker,
him.
Horrible blocker, basically use him he's as a wide receiver.
He's a glorified wide receiver, but he's got 32 catches for first downs, man. He's a chain mover. I'm going Cincy, barely.
Offensive line, Malzy, who you got?
Oh, God. I think I have to. I can't say push.
Nope. Yeah, that would be a chicken bleep way to do this, to just say they're even.
I'm going to say Cincy narrowly.
They're exactly the same.
Cincy. Because I've just watched the Steelers line again at the edges. Jones and Moore really
Dominic?
Hemorrhage here.
I'd agree with Cincy. I feel like for years they were getting so much crap because they couldn't block Joe Burrow. I think this year they've improved mightily.
Mightily?
Yeah.
There's not a statistical argument for them having improved mightily.
From where they were 2 years ago, I would say yes.
Oh, now we're moving the goalpost to multiple years ago? Why don't we just go back to the 1981 Bengals and say that they've gotten better since that team?
Well, then I'll just sit out of the segment then.
Not you, Dom. Pony is in a very punchy mood, but he doesn't like getting punched back, you'll notice.
I took the punch, and I delivered an even bigger one. I'm taking Pittsburgh's offensive line.
Just like Mike Tyson, he likes to throw those big haymakers, but you just pop him right in the
looks
jaw,
like
and he
looks like Malzy's boy,
apart.
Amarius Mims, is going to miss this game, and they're going to have to rearrange their entire offensive
line
for
I'll tell you
for
what,
it.
Though. Malzy's boy, Amarius Mims, would have been a hell of a pick if he would have been there, because that guy looks like an absolute
It looks like
monster.
Cody Ford is going to be at right tackle, and T.J. Watt better win that matchup. I don't care if he's getting chipped the entire game.
Do you know that Amarius Mims, when he saw Garrett, Watt, Crosby, and Parsons this year, no sacks given up? He's just stifling people.
Congratulations on all his success.
I'm just telling you.
Corner, I'm going Bengals. Joey Porter was awful in this game the last time. Dante Jackson is going to play at way less than 100% if he even gets on the field. And the third corner is either Sutton, who's been terrible lately, or they put Beanie Bishop back
Cam
out
Taylor
there, so
Britt's
I'm taking
pretty
Cincinnati.
Good. Hilton's actually been pretty bad this year. I feel like he's started
yes, he
to
has.
Get exposed. I'll go Cincy, but again, pretty modestly here.
Dommy?
Cincy in what is essentially a push. I agree with everything that everybody else said.
What do you mean? Chris and I disagreed on it.
I'm sorry. I agree with Chris, who said Cincy, but I agree
Cincy.
That it's close.
I said Cincy, too. Are you paying attention to what
we
I say?
Cincy.
No.
Oh, my
no.
God.
Dom, don't let him off the hook yet again. He said, I'll take tight ends in the tight end battle.
I knew I was right, and I... Okay.
Chris took Pittsburgh. No, he didn't. He said Cincy. Oh, then we all did. Moving on.
Safeties, Dom. Can you even name the Bengals safeties?
Yeah, I can. Jordan Battle and... I forget who the free safety is.
Geno Stone.
From?
Newcastle.
From?
The Ohio State?
No. Iowa.
Oh, that's right, Iowa. What? I was thinking of Malik Hooker.
What does a Hawkeye sound like, Dom?
Get out of here, dude. Sounds like a crow mixed with a pigeon.
All right, pick the safeties.
I thought Deshaun Elliott's played. I'll go Cincinnati.
I'm going the Steelers.
Me too.
Steelers, because I just think Elliott's the guy I like the most out of the whole group on either team right now.
What a take that is. You think Deshaun Elliott's better than Minka?
I mean, just right this second.
I disagree.
In terms of usefulness.
Inside linebacker.
Steelers. Oh, God, dude. The Bengals have aged like milk at inside linebacker.
I don't know. Have you watched Patrick Queen play lately? He ain't exactly Dick Butkus out there, buddy.
Yeah, that's actually a pretty good point, but I'm going to stick to my guns here. I'm going to say Steelers.
All right, I'll be the contrarian and say Bengals. Dom?
Yeah, I think Patrick Queen has been the most disappointing player this season, but I will still take Pittsburgh because I don't trust Cincinnati's depth or starters.
Edge rushers. Mulsey?
Got to go Steelers. I mean, Hendrickson's still a beast.
You don't have to. Hendrickson's had a monster year.
Yes, I just said that, but I'm going with the Steelers, Dom? Because they have quality and quantity.
Bengals, because I think Hendrickson is better than everyone.
Name Dom, either one of you. Name the second leading sack getter on the Bengals.
Joseph Osai.
Dom, would you like to pick one?
B.J. Hill.
Dom, you're close, but Pony was right. They don't have another guy besides Hendrickson with over 5 sacks.
And that's why Dom made a terrible pick there.
Man, you are just beating him up today.
Defensive tackle, Dom. Redeem yourself.
Oh, boy.
McKinley Jackson has actually been pretty good for Cincinnati this year.
Better than Cam Hayward?
No. I'll go Cam Hayward. I'll go Pittsburgh.
Same. Mulsey?
Clean sweep.
Special teams.
Steelers. They just had
Steelers.
Cade York's doinking them out there.
All right, here comes the fun one. Dom coaching.
What if I said Zach Taylor? What would you do?
I'd laugh at you, and I'll tell you why in a second.
Okay, well, I'm not going to say Zach Taylor. I'm going to say Mike Tomlin.
I'm going to say Tomlin, too.
I'm not. I'm going to say Zach Taylor.
Zach Taylor got Chase Brown injured by... I almost said something very profane on the air what he did to the end of that Broncos game.
Correct.
Some of the worst coaching malpractice I've ever seen.
Oh, I don't know, Mulsey. Did you see Tomlin against the Browns on a Thursday night?
I think what Taylor did is arguably worse.
They lost to a Browns team in a blizzard on a Thursday night. You going to hold that against him?
No, I'm talking about like the in-game decisions.
I was talking to Pony.
Yeah, Pony.
Yeah, I gave him a pass.
He gave him a pass, but he tried to use that in this particular argument. Something he gave him a pass for was something that was just, he couldn't look past it here.
I have it tied 6-6. Steelers-Bengals.
If it wasn't for Joe Burrow, Zach Taylor probably would have been fired in October.
Disagree. He went 9-8 with Jake Browning last year.
Well, Joe Burrow has pulled them out of a 0-3, 1-4, and 4-8 dumpster fire.
Did Joe Burrow pull him out of that game against New England in week one?
I care about what he's done in December, and all he's done is won 4 straight games.
How do you think the Steelers would have done in a 4-game stretch against the Cowboys, Titans, Browns, and Giants? All right, no, not Giants. Who else was in there? Broncos.
Man, you are doing a bang-up job right now.
Broncos are currently fighting for the playoffs, so I don't know. They probably would have lost that game. And Joe Burrow had 400 yards and 4
touchdowns. Steelers already beat the Broncos this year. We've seen what it looks like when those two teams are out there.
That was old Bo Nix, though, not new Bo Nix.
You guys suck. That was the PM team tail of the tape. Thank you, Dom.
I don't even know how many I picked. I think I have more with Cincy.
I wasn't keeping track of yours.
Yeah, you weren't keeping track of much of anything, given the way that went.
Here's Emmanuel in Carnegie. Hello, Emmanuel.
Hey, guys. Happy holidays. Nice hearing from y'all again.
You too.
Good to hear from you. Pony might have gotten into the eggnog before this segment.
I hate eggnog.
No. Honestly, to be honest, this is not a must-win game, but this is you must get your act together. As Arthur Smith would say, you want your truck to be running headed into the playoffs. You don't want it to be sputtering. So I like to see the offense play with more fluidity and a defense to be able to communicate, especially at home with the home crowd. So
what if they lose the game 31-28?
I'll feel pretty good about it.
But wow, defense, what a take! Yeah.
Their defense would have gotten strafed for 31 points.
That is a spicy one.
Emmanuel, what's
the bigger... He's gone. Do you agree with that? How does Chris Mueller come in here on Monday if they lose 31-28?
I don't feel great.
No, because they're going to play Baltimore, and you think that they're screwed if they play Baltimore.
And
how
I
about
also,
you, Dom?
That would probably indicate to me that their defense didn't play well. I know the Bengals score on everybody, but it would still be like,
Steelers lose
31-28,
and it's not some BS where they scored touchdowns late just to make the score look closer than it really was.
What's the question? Would I feel better or worse about
the team? How would you just feel about the Steelers
generally,
in general?
Broadly, if you were producing us on Monday.
But the same I felt now. They're playing the four best quarterbacks in football to close out their season. It's going to be tough.
Yeah.
Then you go in, and whoever you play, and then you prepare for that game.
Well, but fortunately for them, one of those four best quarterbacks will turn into a pumpkin the minute
Salad of coach speak that was. Oh, you know, you play who you play. You got some good quarterbacks out there.
There was
you
some
take
Tomlin
your chances,
in that.
And you'll see what happens.
Don't you still think Mike is like a top what coach in the NFL? You are very bullish.
He said
still.
He's better than Andy Reid, which is one of the worst things I've ever heard on this station.
If you gave Mike Tomlin Patrick Mahomes, they're not losing a game.
I disagree with that. I think Mahomes would be worse.
So wait
here.
A minute. You watched that game on Christmas and said you just flipped the coaches and the score is still the same. The Chiefs are just annihilating the Steelers.
Honestly, I do. What was the book on Andy Reid before he went to Kansas City that he choked in the playoffs every year?
I don't know that he won a ton and went to NFC Championship games and Super Bowls. It was kind of similar to Bill Cowher.
Singular.
Yeah, it was kind of like Bill Cowher.
No, it was that he lost every meaningful game he played in. That's why they ran him out of town.
Yes, and got to meaningful games with Donovan McNabb and Jeff Garcia and Kevin Cobb and Michael Vick at quarterback.
Well, according to Chris, they have a meaningful game tomorrow.
I do want to stress, though, that you just said that what Dom said about Andy Reid is one of the worst takes ever heard on this station when you are the man who authored Pickett to Pickens is the new Montana to Rice.
You said Broderick Jones was going to be the best Steelers offensive tackle of
left
all time.
Left tackle. I said left tackle, which might actually still happen when they let him play the position he was drafted to play.
Yes, move
but
over, John Kolb.
But apparently we've
here
got to cater
Broderick
to Dan
Jones.
Moore, who's like the reverse Derek Zoolander. He can't turn right.
412-928-9370. How would you feel if the Steelers lost a close game tomorrow night? 412-928-9370. What can Mike Tomlin do to get back in your good graces, on your good side? We'll debate that too.